This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelda. U.S. presidential candidate Joe Biden met with the family of Jacob Blake during his first stop in Wisconsin Thursday. The battleground state finds itself at the center of a national reckoning on racism, police violence, and protests after a white City of Kenosha police officer shot Blake, a black man, in the back last week. Biden is going to lead a public discussion with business leaders, civic leaders, and law enforcement while he's in the city. President Trump visited Kenosha 2 days ago, but concentrated on praising law enforcement and accused protesters of domestic terrorism. President Trump has a Thursday evening rally scheduled in Pennsylvania, which is considered another battleground state in the election. The U.S. government has told states to prepare for a coronavirus vaccine to be ready to distribute by November 1st. The timeline raised concern among public health experts about an October surprise, a vaccine approval driven by political considerations ahead of a presidential election rather than science. In a letter to governors dated August 27th, Director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Robert Redfield, said states in the near future will receive permit applications from the McKesson Corporation. The company has contracted with the CDC to distribute vaccines to places, including state and local health departments and hospitals. As United States officials make plans, researchers across the world are scrambling to develop a vaccine, too. 170 candidates are being tracked by the World Health Organization. You can read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Slovakian businessman with political connections was acquitted of charges related to the murder of a journalist, Jan Kuciak. The court said it did not find evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that Marian Kočner ordered the February 2018 murder of Kuciak and his fiancée, Martina Kusnerova. The murders triggered the largest demonstrations since communist rule ended in 1989 and forced then Prime Minister Robert Fico to resign. Kuciak and his fiance were shot to death in their home outside the capital, Bratislava. Afghanistan officials said Thursday the last of 400 Taliban prisoners have been released. Their release ends a drawn-out swap between the two adversaries, finally setting the stage for the Afghan rivals to launch peace talks brokered by the United States. Meanwhile, officials in Kabul said a national team of peace negotiators, including politicians, civil society activists, women, and government officials, will fly to Doha, Qatar to begin the talks with the Taliban. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko promoted hardline loyalists to top positions in his security apparatus on Thursday. The promotions are in an effort to strengthen his grip on the country after weeks of mass protests and strikes. Many joined in on the demonstrations in an attempt to oust the authoritarian president after he extended his 26-year term in an election that detractors contend was rigged. Facing the biggest challenge to his rule, Lukashenko gave instructions to act tough in the face of what he has repeatedly alleged is foreign aggression. Russia has a message for the West. Don't rush to judgment after the poisoning of a prominent Kremlin critic, Alexei Navalny. The Kremlin said Thursday there was not ground to accuse it of the crime. The statement comes a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny had been poisoned by a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Talks of punishing Russia have intensified, though an EU executive said Thursday the bloc would not impose swift new actions, stressing that Moscow had to ensure a thorough probe. We have more international headlines for you on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.